And Daf Samaches Amud Beis. Let us again start from the Beraisa. Kano Rabbonon. Rabbonois bein bogru ad sheloi nisu. Ubein nisu ad sheloi bogru. Ivdu mezeinei seyem. This is a Dava Muskim. That if Bas became a Begeres, or she became a Nesue, so they lost the schus of Mezaynis. V'loi ivdu panos osam. But they did not lose the schus of panose, of Isan Nechosim, that they did not lose. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. Rab Shimon ben Elozer Aimer, af ivdu panos osam. Rab Shimon ben Elozer holds that just like a Begeres and the Suah does not have a schus in Mezaynis, so the same way they don't have a schus to get not Isan Nechosim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ivdu Mezaynis Seim, Shekach Kosav Lehem, that's the Tnaik Sube, Oyati Bogrom, the Chiev Mezaynis is till you become a Boigris, Oyati Lokrin Leguvrit, Af Ivdu Panososon, and Rav Shimon Elozer says they lost the Schus Panosa, Isan Echosa. The Kosova, Rav Shimon Elozer holds Leitiken Lo Nedunye, Elaheiche Deminseve Bekatnes Oy Benares. If she got married when she was still Bershus Habayis, she's a Ktana or a Naro, so then they get, then that's the Schus Parnosa that they have, that they have to give an Isan Nechosa. Avo Bogro, but Rav Shimon Elozer holds, but what if she became a Bogros already? Istal Koloma Hi Beisa, so she's like out of the house. Legamri. So therefore, if she did not get married till she became a Bogro, she doesn't have a Schus Parnosa, Schus of Isan Nechosa. One Aloch. V'chein Niseis Benares. And another Aloch. If she got married when she was a Naira, like the case of the Mishnah, that means that before the Nisuyin, her brothers told her, you know, we're going to give you for Parnosa, Chamishim Zuz, Meya Zuz, something that is not the shear of Isan Nechosim, Hoyel a gedoylahi, and she was a gedoylah b'shah she got married, v'nisratzis, and she didn't protest about it, is ivda panososo. They said they're giving this for panos, and she didn't say anything about it, so she lost the panos. So that means getting married, knowing that the Achim are only going to give a small amount for Panose and not saying anything about it. So that's a mechila on her schus to get Isan Nechosim. If the Panososa Ella Masha Posko, whatever they said they're going to give, that's what she has. Avol Beniseis Biktanus Loi Polik. But if she got married when she was a Ktano, that's the case of the Mishnah, and it was also Nisratzis, she didn't say anything, they gave her a small Nadin, so there, then Rav Shimon Elozer holds that Ein Mechilosa Mechila, as we had mentioned yesterday, she's a Labas Mechila, or we say her Ritzui does not mean Mechila. So then, when she becomes a gedayla, she can be goive the parnosa from the yach. So here we have a machloikis, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. Ketzad hein oisei, so the Baraisa continues, so what does a Nara, who was Samach Lebogris, what do they do? That means they can become a Bogris in a week. And as soon as they become a Bogris, they lost their schus of Parnose, of Issa Nechosim. Seiches lahen bailim. So they go and hire people to be maskim to marry them. Umaitziim lahem parnososom. And they're maitzi the parnosa. So they chaparayim before the shas bogris to get married. So they should have a schus to get isa nechosim. I saw a meira de kechidish in the Rishash. In the Shita Bivetzis, it seems clear that they get married. That what it says, Seichais, they hire someone, it seems because no one was interested in marrying them. So sometimes you have to do something to motivate them to get to marry them. Is a case of Yanis Akil. So Memele, that's the type Seichais Aleim. The Rishash is a Amir de Kechidish. The Rishash says, Nire de Rotzoloime, im lo yirabe lehem bin arusom, she yinosu lohogun lehem. They didn't find a pasuk yeshidach. Oy she einam roitzim adayim linosay. Oh, they're not interested in getting married yet. They're still too young. But v'yereyim shema b'seich kach yibogru v'yafsidu panososom. But listen, they'll wait till they'll find the pasuk yeshidach, so they're going to lose panososom. Yiskru anoshim sheyimru b'sheker sheyisu oisom. So they hire someone to say a sheker b'chdei lohitzi panosa. As long as they got the money, then yuchuleishay v'laham to matshikru l'manoshim agunim. Oyad shetach betzeno. Ubeloi schar miyoyve l'shaker. That's what it says, seiches lehem. It's pillei ploim, the Rishash. I mean, how could Rab Shimon ben Elazar of all people give this eitz? It's not only a sheker, it's a gezel also. The schus parnosa comes when they're up to getting married. They're not up to marrying. Samir de kechidish. Al koponim. So we have here our machloikis, Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Elazar, when they lose their schus parnosa. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Lihune Hilchese Kerebi. That Rav Hune said that we paskin like Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, Ben Niseis at Sheloi Bogro, Bogro at Sheloi Niseis, they don't lose the Parnosa. Eisvei Rove la Rav Nachman. So Rove est Akashe to Rav Nachman. We learned in our Mishnah, Astam Mishnah, Yisoyimo shehisiyoso imo yoyacheo midato. She was maskim. She was misratze to the procedures, what was going on. V'kosvu lo b'meya oy b'chamishim zuz. And they gave her a nadin, 100 zuz, 50 zuz. That wasn't an isa nechosim. And she didn't say anything. Midato. Yechayle hi mishetagdil, so when she'll become a gdoyla, lohitzi miyodom, masheroi li nosein lo, so she can be maitzi, when she'll become a gdoyla, she can be maitzi what she deserves, what she's entitled to. Taimo, so at our Mishnah, we have a star Mishnah, Taimo diktane, so the Mishnah says, the Mishnah is speaking about a ktano. So as we heard in Rashi, ein mechilos or mechile. So memele, So then we say that when she becomes a gdoila, she could be goyve aschus parnosa, ha gdoila. But it would seem, what if she got married when she was a naira and she was nisratze? So then vitra, then we say take she was meichel deschus parnosa. So that is like Rav Shimon ben Elozer. That's what Rav Shimon ben Elozer said, that niseis ad shaloi bogro, and that's the case of niseis. That she, that they made nisuin midaito, and we assume that she was nisratzes to be mevater and the parnosa. So we have a stam mishnah like Rav Shimon ben Elozer. So how could Rav Huna pasken like Rebbe? That's the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Rashi. Seiches lam bailim she yisu oisam ad shelo yibogu mitzim lam parnososam. Ho gedoilo ke goy nairo vitro mochlo la la shal. Vavdosoi, and she lost the rest of the parnosim. Alme sosam lontane, ke Rav Shimon ben Elozer, so how could Rav Huna pasken like Rebbe? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, loy kasha. Aloha, we pasken like Rebbe. And Rebbe is speaking about ho de machoi. Rebbe is speaking about by a naro. That what Rebbe said, that after nisuin she still has parnosa. Speaking about that right before the nisuin, the achim told her they're giving her 100 zuz for parnosa, and she started screaming and she said, "Achutzpeh, you owe me isin nechosim." And they said, no, let's make the chuppah. So she made the chuppah, but she was meicha already, that she's not accepting meyazuz for her panose. So then she gets married and she'll be gaive. Our mishneh, that seems by a gedoyla, she loses the panose. The loy machoy. They told her, we're giving you Meir Zuz for Parnosa. She didn't say anything. She got married. So that already is a Mechila. Anaschus Parnosa. So we mentioned yesterday. So if Rebbe is speaking about that it was Machoi, that means that the right before the Nisuyin she was Meichem, she said that she is not mevater on the schus parnosa that she is. So what's this for of Rav Shimon ben Elozer? So if we're talking about machoi, before Rashi said this for Rav Shimon ben Elozer, is because he holds up she's a gdol and she kept quiet. She was nisratzes. But now we say Rebbe is speaking about that she was meiche. So if she was Moicha, what's the Sfora of Rav Shimon ben Elozer? That says that she loses the Ksuba after the Nisuin. So Rabbi Kibbeger says that according to the Maskonis HaGemora, the minute she becomes a Nisua, she loses her Schus Gviya. That means that if she was Moicha, she only has a Schus Gviya Sparnosa Kozman, she's not a Nisua. She becomes a Nisua already, she loses the Schus Gviya. And Rabbi holds not like that. Rabbi holds, as long as she wasn't mevatas, even though she became a nesuah, she has a schus gvias parnosis, even though she's a nesuah, she's entitled to be goive the schus that she had to receive ranad before the nesuah, even though now she's a nesuah already. Zokte Gemore, hochi nami mistavre. You know, that's a tzicha mistavre, this teretz, what you're saying, is mistavre. The imkain, because if you won't say like this, kashe de Rebbe ad de Rebbe. If you wouldn't say that Rebbe is speaking about machoi, say have a stir in Rebbe. Desanya, we learned another Baraisa, Rebbe Oimer Bas Hanizoinis Min Ha'achim, Yiddish Baraisa Named Aleph, Neiteles Iser Nechosim. Abbas, so Lochere de Ivre means Abbas who is eligible to get Mizoinis, is Neiteles Iser Nechosim. Nizoinis in, if she's eligible to get mezainis, and she gets isa nechosim, she'en in mezainis loy. Now, so in other words, a boigris does not get isa nechosim. That's what it says over here. A boigris doesn't get mezainis, a boigris doesn't get isa nechosim. And before we had a steer, before we had a member of Rebbe, Rebbe said, habonais bein bogru, avdu mezainisayim, before Rebbe said that even though she is a boigris, she still gets panos. And here Rebbe says if she's a boigris, she doesn't get panos. So we have a stir in Rebbe. El lav shmami no hoda machoy hoda loy machoy. That the first Rebbe is speaking about that she was moiche before she became a boigris. And just like you said, speaking about if she was moich, and this Rebbe is speaking about if she wasn't moich. Now, Kan Shoyel Ben, what pshat she was moich before she became a boigus? What pshat she's moich? So, Baruch Hashem, I found in Maram, the Maram says pshat in Machoy, Upeirish Machoy Gabi boigus, what is she moich? Shehisra ba'achim koidim shenisbagra, sheyasiyu oiso v'yitna lo iso shalok koidim shenisbagra. So the Maram says the Macho, she came over to her brothers, she says, listen, it's 2 weeks till I'll become a boigris. Now listen, Rabbi, so you have to find a shidduch for me. I want panosa. So she warned them, and they're saying, they be shtivet helfen. Fine, good. Of Al Koponim, I told you that you should marry me off, and I want panosa. So they be shivatel from the bin chaychet maskim, but you owe me panosa already. That's the maila of machoy. Machoy is that after machoy, so mamela she's entitled to get panosa, even though she became a boigris later. This rabbi is speaking about that it wasn't machoy. Shma mino. Let us see Rashi. Nizoinis in. Im bo li nosei ba'oide nizoinis. Ta'ayna biktanis oi benaris. If she gets married when she's still in the matzav of nizoinis. Eine Bektane sei Benares. Yeah, let's go a little further. Then we'll see Taisfis. Oma alei ravine lerovet. Omalon Rav Ade Barave Mishimcha Bogro Eino Tzricho Limchais. That Bogro, you don't have to be Moicher. Niseis Eino Tzricho Limchais. Also they made Nisuin and they gave her Meyezuz for the Naden. Also Eino Tzricho Limchais. Bogro v'niseis was tartilereyese. She was a bogres when she got married. And b'shasle nesuin, they gave her a nadin of 100 zuz, tzricha limchais. That's what they said over b'shem rove. Mi oma rove hochi. So how could we say Rove said such a thing? Va'eis vei Rove le Rav Nachman. Rove es takashe to Rav Nachman yisoyme. Yes takashe from our Mishneh. Our Mishnah would seem a gedoyla shenises is of the panososa. And here is Akinya Paskin like Rebbe that loy of the panososa vishonile hodemochi hodeloy mochi. So he had answered him that our Mishnah is speaking about when is nises. That what Rebbe says, that even though it's Nisei Shishtales Parnose, that's by Mochi. And the Mishnah that seems that a Gedoyla will get married, it's Ivdak Suvosa, that's by Loi Mochi. And here, Rav himself is saying that Nisei, you don't need Macho, Bogra, you don't need Macho. So the Gemara answers loikashe. Hodeka mitzino minayu, hodeloika mitzino minayu. A very interesting teretz. What is the teretz of the Gemara? Then we'll see Rashi. The teretz of the Gemara is like this. That here it's speaking about that the brothers who she wants to be goyva the panosa from are giving her mezainis after nesuin. After Bogres, very nice of them. That means Meiker Hadin, they don't know, they don't have to give Mezainis. They're so good at giving Mezainis. Now, let's talk about Niseis. Before the Nisuin, they gave her, Parnosa of 100 suits. She used to get this in the Chosim. So really, she would have opened up her mouth and say, Achutzpah, Yomi is in the Chosim. But they had told her 5 minutes before, you know, after Nisuyim, we're going to give you Mezainis. So, you can't be Moichech, man. You have to be a Shtikol Menschlich also. The Meiri says she's ashamed to be Moichech. She's not Mevata, but she doesn't have the courage to be Moichech if they're giving her Mezainis, Lefnim Mishura Sadin. So her, that what she, it wasn't Moiche, doesn't mean that she's Mevater on the Panos. At the present time, she can't be Moiche. The same thing by Bogro. We said before from the Maram, she should come over to them a few weeks before Bogro. So listen, you should marry me off, I want Panos. But they told her, you know, we can give you Mezainis, don't worry about it. So, she's ashamed, she can't be Moiche. But there, The imacho does not mean a vitter on the panosa. It means she can't be meicher. So that's shot in this rove. If they're giving her mezainis, unless it was bogra v'niseis, that means it's tautile reyuses. So even though they're giving mezainis, she should have opened up her mouth a little bit. And she didn't open up her mouth, so then it seems she's talking mevata. Let us see Rashi. Eina tzricha limchoi, shafilu loy michse, loy ivde iso nechoser. Vishoni lei, in Rove said, adoha de toni gdoile vitra, the Mishnah that says, agdoile zma, bedoloi machoi, alme niseis benares veloy michse, ava bishe eine boigres vitra. But Amrit Nisa seine Tzricha Limchais vafilo Naira. So the Gemara answers, Hodam Arov and Nisa is ben Naira seine Tzricha Limchais gegeide komitzena minayu la'acha shen Nisais. Mishum de komitzena minayu, since she's getting mezainis from them, who de koshoska? So she kept quiet. She can't be moicha. Aba v'lai mochlo apana sosa. She wasn't moichel. Vodiktonim. Hogdoila vitra. That what it seems in our Mishnah that if she's a gdoila, she's mevata. The leika mitzina. Let us just see a few taisvis in the Gemara. Bein nisu ad shaloi bogru. We have over here a member of Rebbe. That Rebbe said, "Bein nisu ad shaloi bogru, bein bogru ad shaloi nisu." So Rebbe said two aloches. Mezainis they don't have. But Parnasa, they do have. So Taisvi says, Lesley de Rav, the Omar Besoif Nare Havaye de Eresen. So Taisvi understood that what Rebbe said, Nisu, and not Eresen, speaking about that they lost the Mezainis already after Nisuin. So Taisvi says, according to Rav, the Abbas loses the Mezainis after Eresen. Havaye de Eresen. The Islay, if he would hold like Rav, Havalei lemeimer nisarsu atchalei bogru dava revusa tve. He says two halachas. He says one halach he's speaking about that they don't have mezainis. And the second halach he says they have panos. So the Baal Taisus understood that he chapped on Nisu to tell us that after Nisuin they lose the schus of mezainis. So if Rebbe was hold like Rav, he should have said a Revusa, if he left Eresen, they lose the schus of Mezainis. V'leka l'meima d'nokat nisu lashmin dafilohoche lo'ivdu parnaso. So not maybe l'gabi Mezainis, he holds that after Eresen, Abbas loses Mezainis. And that would he chapped on Nisu to tell us that a fellow after Nisuyin, you don't lose parnaso. So let us say a bigger chiddush. Afilo nisu ubagru loy of the panasosa. V'doichik leim d'shim Rabbi Shimon alozo doma af ivdu panasosom nokat nisu. Tadichapton nisu for Rabbi Shimon ben Aloza. It seems that Rebbe is telling us Nisu. Hodemachoi. So the Gemara answered that Rebbe is speaking about that she was Meicha before the Nisuin. Leimotzi lishnuye hodemitzino minayu. Why doesn't the Gemara say that Rebbe is speaking about she's getting Mezainis? So if she's getting Mezainis, afilu she's not Meicha, also she doesn't lose the Parnosa. Can the Mishani lekamo? The Ivdu Mezainis say, Yamash Medein Reitzinoid Lezainin. Here it's speaking about that they don't want to give her Mezainis. Rebbe over here is saying, Habonis Bein Bogru, Bein Achalis, Bein Nisach Bogru, Ivdu Mezainis saying, leave the Parnosa. So you can't say speaking about that she kept quiet because of the Mezainis. It seems they're not giving her Mezainis. Miyama Rav Hochi, Vais, Vaikoshal Rash, Bamali Porch, Mid the Possekla Rav Kerebi, Doma Bas, and Izainis Min Haachim, they tell us Isel Nechosim, Nizainis Ein, Shein Izainis Lois, Dafke Anaira, not a Boigris. And here, Rav himself said that you don't hear that a Boigris also gets Parnosa. Okay. Now we'll start Nusugia. Omar Avuna Omar Rebbe. Panosa Eino Kitnai Ksuba. There's a Tnai Ksuba of Mezainis that if a father dies, the daughters eat Mezainis from the Yerusha, from the Achim have to give them Mezainis. There's a din parnosa, that's the nadin, isel nechosim, that the brothers have to give them a tenth of the nechosim for the nadin. So Omar Avuna Merebi parnosa eino kitnai ksube. They don't have the same aloches. So the Gemara asks, mai eino kitnai ksube. What did Rebbe mean? Iname, if he means to say, Diilu Parnosa Tolfa Mimishabdi. Parnosa, that means, let us say that the father died. He left over, let's say, $1,000 of karke. And the Achim went and sold all the karkois. So
now they want to be, now that they want to get married, so they want to be goyve from the lekuches. So that's what he's saying. Parnosa tolfei mimishabdi. For the schus isen lechosim, they can be teire from a mishabdi. That means as soon as the father died and the brothers yashed in the chosim, they had a shibud on this karke for isen lechosim. The brother sold it, so the man from the lekuches. But mizaynis, if the brothers will sell the karke, they cannot be goyve mizaynis from the lekuches. And the reason is poshet, as we'll see in Rashi, because mizaynis is a davo she'ein lam kitzva. Lekuches don't know how long they have to be careful. So mameile mibnei tikon ha'olam, they said you can't mourn from the lekuches. Masha ein kein parnose is a davar sheyesh lekitzve is an nechosim. So they'll know not to buy or to leave over is an nechosim for the bonis. So mameile, so the Gemara says, if that is what Rebbe is telling us, inema dilu panosa, panosa is not k'nai k'subi. Ilema, that what? De ilu panosa tol from imishabdi. Panosa, you can be goy from mishabodim, because there's no tikkun olam, because it's a davar sheyesh bo kitzve, k'nai k'subi lo tol from imishabdi. Maika mashmalo. So Rav Huna came and said a drosha in the Beis Medrash. You know, he had a mesira from Rebbe that Parnos is not like Naik Sube. Ha'maisim b'chol yoyim meitzin le'parnos ve'mitzin le'mezaynus. I mean, that's a talk tag l'chazach. So what's the chiddush of Rav Huna telling us b'shem Rebbe if it's a chiddush, that's we'll see in the later in the moment. There's a shaila in this about kapanim. I mean, the now we paskin like this, so Rav Huna would not come and relate this in the Beis Medrash al tzachiddush. Ve'elo, maybe he meant another thing. The ilu parnos govye nami mimetaltalin. The Isan Nechosim, he could be goyve from a taltlin. But naik sube, mimikarki govi, mimetaltli loy govi. Mezainis can only be goyve from karke, because naik sube kik sube. And just like sube, you're goyve only from karke. So that naik sube, the mezainis also only goyve from karke. So the Gemara says that is also napshat in Rebbe. Le Rebbe I dividi migve govye from metaltalim. The sanyi we learned abarai se echod nechosim sheyesh lamachayis ve echod nechosim shein lamachayis means metaltalim meitzin lemozein heisha labonis divrei Rebbe. So we see klar that Rebbe holds you could be goyve mezainis tnaiksub also from metaltalim. So that can be pshat in Rebbe. That parnosa is not like Naik Suba, that parnosa could be goyver from a taltum. Aganusviya Mazainish could also be goyver from a taltum according to Rebbe. Elo, my parnosa ain't a kit Naik Suba lichdesanya. No, you know what Rebbe said? Rabbi this halacha. Ha'ayma al yozaino benoisov benachosov. A person before he dies, he comes over and he says on his deathbed, he says, you know, he tells his sons, you shouldn't give them mezainis. Shouldn't give the bonus mezainis. He had enough of the bonus b'chayiv, he's going to show them al kaponim, so he's telling the bonim, don't give them mezainis. Ain't shaymin lo, you don't listen to him. Who are you to say? Is that my ksube? You are machayiv yourself in the ksube that the bonis are going to get mezainis. You can't, you change your mind, you owe them mezainis. But if he'll say, al yisparnesu b'noisa b'nechosa, but if he'll tell the children, don't give them parnosa, shame him loy. Shapanosa ain't a kitnaiksa, but there's no chiyuv to give panosa. The reason we give nadin, because we assume istam, if the father would have been alive, he'd also give the nadin. So he's zichen niche that the achim should give from the Yerusha isam lechosa. But if he tells you, I'm not niche, so finish. If he's not niche, he's not niche. There's no chiyuv to give panosa, if the father said that, especially they doesn't want to give panosa. So that is pshat m'rebi. Let us see Rashi. Panosa nidunye. Naik sube mezoine shalbas, kresnam b'no nikvin, nukvin devilchim minoy. So if you'll say, Mimishabdi sheshibdu achim v'loy sheshibdu ov. Means if the father sold the carcass, so then you're not gave a panosa either. So, I mean, the whole din panosa is on the money the father left over. So you'll say that's what he means. That mezoinis leitofa mimishabdi, afilo shibdu achim. This nan a metzin lachil esperis or shvach kakois or lemozain haisha babonis. That's an egeilonu. Mozain abonis mechosim mishabodim. Neitikon ha'ilam. Because the lekuches are unable to be careful. They do not know what not to buy. Aval panososo tofe. The shavi rabonu kebal choy be'isa nechosim mishamei sa'ot. She's like a Baal Choy, when the father dies, so Lemaisa, she is a schus to be goy ve'isa nechosim, the dover kotzevu. So this is, we know this is a certain amount. So this, the lekuchas could be careful. Aber mezayin is ein lam kitzve. Is v'yesh m'mnei tikkun o'ilom. V'yitzin lepal nosim v'mishabdi sheshibdu achim. So the most of that's meisim b'chol yom. You don't need a psarabhuna to tell us adroshe b'shem Rebbe. I dividi pal nosim v'nizaynis govim v'mitaltalim. L'mozni ishev abonis v'choshkeim pal nosim. If he holds your goyver from a taltal and a moznish, v'choshkeim pal nosim. Loi mi boi pal nosim alafol v'mizaynis. Salka daita chamina kivin that naik suba nino never king suba lai nigwa mi metaltum kamash malon. Sebi holds a fila mezainis. You are goive from metaltum. Hoi me bishas mi sos, yochi gasin, al yezainu benoisov minachosov. Ain't shame him loit. He stabbed but naik suba, he was mishab shubad already. Al yisparnesu shame him loit. Shapanoso Eino choyv olov kitnaik sube. Alo choyv ala yeseimimu eichad leitziva ov shalai lefarniso. It's not a choyv of a tnaik sube, it's a choyv on the yeseimim. If the father, eichad leitziva ov shalai lefarniso, then it's a choyv. But the father said he doesn't want to give them panosa, then there's no chiyah panosa. Let us see Tosfos. V'maisim b'chol yoyim, that what, that we are goyve parnosa from mishabodim, we're not goyve mezainis. Why do you need the chiddush of Rafuna b'shem Rebbe? V'im toime, maisim b'chol yoyim. Dil mohod the maisim b'chol yoyim, hayne mishim the Rebbe yomroch. I mean, this yisoy, this Rebbe said it, now it feels like we're Rebbe. V'shloime sh'omro Rafuna b'beis ha-medrish l'shum Chiddush Mishmoy Shal Rebbe. Once Rafuna came to the Beis Medrash, gave a patch on the standard. Rabbi said, "I'm more than a chiddush to tell you that what that parnosa is not like Tnaik Sube. So it can't be this because for the last 50 years we've been doing this anhoge that we were given a mishabodim from by Lagabi parnosa, and not Lagabi mizaynis." So Taisva says, now what's Tamazai Pshat in the Gemara's Kash? I mean, on this Shaila alone, if by Panosa you're Goiva from Mishabodim, Afagav the Rav Mesafkelei, later we'll have Andav Samachtes Rav is Mesupik, Rav Yoichanami Polig Lekamon, Ha'achim Sheshibdu Nechosim, Mahu, Bimei Rav lo yivshito isa hiro adai. So Taisa says like this. Bimei Rav take Rav in a sofik. Rabbi Yochanan was chaylik. But Bimei Rav uner veri, the oilam veri was knowing that they were goive parnosa from Mishabodim. So the Gemara says, so Rav Huna is not coming to tell on his base medrash a dramatic chiddush that you goive parnosa from Mishabodim, maisim b'chol yom. The ilu panose tofu mi mishabdi sheshibdu ha'achim. He says, the achim yarshin from the father, now they sold it to someone else. V'loi sheshibdu ta'ov. If the father sold his nechosim, there's no din of panose. So they never yarshined it. Utnai ksuba loi tofu mi mishabdi efilu shibdu ha'achim kedisnan ein meitzien mozen abonis. So the Gemara said, so maybe you'll tell me that he's telling us that Parnosa Yegoiva from Metaltalim and Mizainish and not Goiva from Metaltalim. So the Gemara says, no, Le Rebbe Idi V'Idi Govye. Rebbe holds Mizainish also Goiva from Metaltalim. Full of Mizainish. V'leka L'mei Me'ibche the Parnosa Einake Mizainis the L'Rabbi Mizainis Govyim and Metaltalim V'loi Parnosa. The other way around, the Kivin the Mizainis Govyim and Metaltalim, which is at Naiksuba, Koshkein Parnosa. The Rove Posek Lel K'Rabbi Yehudim the Parnosa Shomin Bo V'Govyim and Metaltalim K'Rabbi Mizainis Posek Lel Kamim and Mikalki V'loi Metaltalim. So we see that the Sfora Chitzayne is that Mizainis should not be from Metaltalim and Parnosa could be. So it's even that Mestava that Rabbi said V'Nahapachu my Parnosa Einiket Naik Subalich Desanya Tema. The Mailoi Koma Nami, there's a whole bunch of other nafkaminis. The Parnos Enikadak Subala Inyan. Dimnisu, Oibogru, Ivdom is Aine Seim, La Ivdom Parnasosum, Kidoma Rabbi Gufalael. Rabbi said such a chilik. So maybe that's Pshatan this Rabbi. Pshatan this Rabbi is that Parnos does not, she doesn't lose the Parnos when she becomes a Boigris. Masha'in kain, the Mizaini should do lose. One nafkamin. Another nafkamin, linya the panosa shomin ba'ov le rabbi ye midnei. Panosa, we tried, if we know who the father was, so we don't give isan lechosim. We figure out what the father would have given, if he was a vatran or a kamtsan. We, there's no standard shir of parnose. Umezainis amrini laldeim oimdim im hoyov. Elashom nesenachosim v'noisnim. We don't clear what the father would have given. There's a standard amount for mezainis. V'yeshloimah, so Taisus answers the hanrich pshitalei. This the Gemara, all these things the Gemara knew. Ve'ikel ha'mifrech v'maisim b'chol yom k'depochla. When it tam tirets, another tells, when you nisu way bogu, div de mezoines, lay panos, lay boy, look me. Im kein tarti de ravuna lomali. De lel koma rav nachman omali huna aloche ke rabbi. That bogros of the mezoines, lay ovnu, like of the panososo. So Rav Huna said one maimer already that there's a difference between mezainis and panososo legabi bogus. V'leke lemeim b'dahayno hach gufa. This is the same memory. The koma lel dolel le koma by lishne. It says Rav Huna. It says Huna. V'ho de leimuki nami ashomin le panososo v'loy le mezainis. Why didn't the Gemara say on that? That's what he means. By panososo you try to figure out what the father would have given, and by mezainis is a standard amount. That's what he mentioned this for before. The kivin the ove neyochel afki mezainis lo shayach lemeishim beidin toli b'rtzoyne avo panosa the toli b'rtzoyne shomin boy. The whole reason that by Parnosa we try to figure out what the father would have wanted to give is because by Parnosa the father is a balabos, there's no chiv to give Parnosa. The whole chiv is we give what we assume the father would have given if he would have been alive. So Mamela, so we can start, we can try to figure out what the father would have given. But this whole cheshbon is because there's no chiv to give. Mashain came by Mizoinis. There's no what the father would have given. There's a chiv to give mezainis, so memela, so then you're not, then we don't clear what the father would have given. Period. Okay. Tolo le rav le rebbe bene chiti. Tolo ha'achin sheshibdu mahu. Well, let's see what Rashi says. Tola le rav le rebbe beini chiti. Sholach lo igeresh shloimim. Rav sent a letter to Rebbe. It was an igeresh shloimim. How are things going by Rebbe? V'tola shayla zu bein hashitim. And between the lines, he was toile this shayla. We'll see in a minute. What was the shayla? Ha'achim sheshibdu mahu. So the shayla was, by parnose, if they sold the karke, are you goyve from the lakuchas? Are you not goyve from the lakuchas? This is what Tosfos brought down, even though the Gemara said for the v'poshet, ma'ase b'chol yom, you are goyve from the lakuchas. Rav, bisman rav, that was the shayla. I saw a moiridik ezach in haflor. What is the Gemara telling us? He wrote him and he got a shloimim, and he was told the shayla by mashitim. Perhaps I'm modern mice over here. What is this negaya? So he says a moira de kezach. He says, you know what tola by mashitim means? He says, sometimes you have in a sefer Torah the toile if they left out a word so they can be tola by mashitim. So he said like this. He said, Rav had a moiridike problem. What was the problem? Dvorim shebal peyat ha-shoyer l'kaisvom. He wanted to ask a shayla from Rebbe, but he couldn't write the shayla. He couldn't write the shayla, what's the din over here? No, write the Tevi shebal peyat ha-shoyer l'kaisvom. So he wrote an igeresh leimim. He wrote igeresh leimim. Now, in the Sigerish Loimim, so he wanted to write, he wanted to ask a Shaila, Achim Sheshibdu Mao. That was the Shaila, that's what he wanted to ask, these three words. So he went, so in the Sigerish Loimim, the Sigerish Loimim is supposed to make a hay. But he skipped over the hay, and he put the hay bein Ashitim. Right, and the Gerish Shloimim is supposed to make an Aleph for the letter, and he put the Aleph bein Ashitim. But so Lamaisa, if a person reads the letter, so you can read the letter, it's some of the Gerish Shloimim. But if you read between the lines, and talk it between the lines, then you can see, Ha'achin Sheshibdu Mahu. So Memele, that's not called, he wrote Teirish Shabbat. He's writing a Gerish Loimim. If you read between the lines, you'll see there was a Shaila there. A Meirah de Kezach. Meirah de Kibshat. That's how that flaw says Pshat de Gemara. Tole le Rabbi, le Rav le Rabbi bein Echiti, ha'achin sheshibdu mau. Ave Yosef Rabchie Kamei. Now, when Rabbi got this letter, so Rabbi was sitting there. They read the letter, from Rav. Amalei. So Rabbi asked, the shaila is very unclear. Mochoi, what does he mean? The Achim sold the karke, oi mashkenoi. Mashkenoi, the Tosfos Rit says, oi mashkenoi adzman kotzuv, v'loi mochum legamri. That means, The brothers who had this karka, they were mamashkin the karka for 5 years, and now the sister is getting married. Can she be goyva from the lakuchas? Yes or no?
Can you be goyvim the lakuris? Agav uche rabbi kivegis as a vote over here that bemsen doimek hashayla is, doimek hashayla is as follows. That means lechayre, we understand that this man of the gvius parnosis by the nesuim, when she'll get married. So Rabbi Kivega explains this man of the gvius nadin was by the nesuim. And if he sold it before she became a kala, so there's no padosa. Now there's nothing left. Everything is sold. So he says, no, shteitach hamurah de kizach. Shteitach de shibu de schal as soon as the father died. It's meshubit to give the bas panosa. This man went to give it, that's before the nesuim, but the shibu de schal right away. So Memele, if they sold it, now they can't say, now she's gonna get married 5 years after the father died. They'll say, Nebuch, there's nothing left over from the father's nechosim. And Shuldikt. As soon as the father died, it became Meshubit. This man, Gvia, is by the Chasana, but it's Meshubit right away. That was the Shaila. Okoponim. So Rabchia asked, now, what is his shaila? Is his shaila by mochroi, or is his shaila by mashkenoi? That he gave it a mashkin. That means, can she take away now from the malva? Let's say the achim became loivim and they borrowed money and they gave this karka for a malva for 5 years. So, can she take it away from the malva? Omalei, so this is a shmuz now Rebbe and Rabbi Chiyah had. Omalei, so Rebbe told Rabbi Chiyah, mein mafkemine, what's the difference? Mochoi, mashkenoi, bein mochoi, bein shemashkenoi, meitzin leparnose, bein meitzin lemezoinis. Yeah, it's not a different, for parnose is meitzin. The Rav, fragt the Gemore, Imocher, now what did Rav, what was Rav Shaila? Imocher kam iboilei. If his Shaila was Moche, nichtav lei Moche. Imashkenoi kam iboilei, nichtav lei Mashkenoi. So the Gemore, Rav Tarvayu kam iboilei. He had a Shaila on both. He didn't know what it means by Moche, he didn't know by Mashkenoi. Vesova, he's held like this. If I'll ask him what it is, if he'll tell me if he'll buy mochay, you take away from the lekuches, it's koshke mashkena. So then, if he tells me mochay, you take away koshke mashkena. But ishalachli ain mitzian, you don't take away from the lekuches. Because it was sold to them already. Abakati mashkenai kami boili. But mashkenai, I still won't know. I won't know what the din is by mashkenai. Mashkenai is not a mechira. It's just he was meshabedet to the malve. So maybe it could be mashkenai you do take away. So if I would ask him mochai, and he tells me you don't take away, I still won't know mashkenai. Ikasivnale mashkenai. And if I'll say mashkenai, sholachli da'in meitzien. Koske moche, if a mashkin you don't take away, koske moche. But he sholach li mitzin, akate moche kami boile. Echtop le shibdoi. So therefore I'm gonna ask him shibdoi. He made it mishubit through mashkinai through moche. The mashmoche, you mashmoche. So mamela, that was the cheshbon of Rav. How he phrased the shaila. We have a whole shakla v'tayya. Mamish, every word of the Amayroim was gezeilt. Sarait mochei mashkene. This is doch stabbele. This is doch, I mean, it's bakant that Rab Chaim, when someone asked him a shaila, he answered one word. He asked him again, he said the same word. He wouldn't say more than that. He said enough. Now, there's a Bochber in the beginning of Kedushin, he said he asked the Rebbe a shaila, he said the two words. A Bochber has a whole shtick teira. What did the Rebbe mean? But that's it. That's all Rab Chaim said. They say over the Briskerov,
when he had a problem, he asked his father. He also said one word. He didn't understand what his father was telling him, but he was a son. So he asked him, Akasha, what's nishkishtoigen, nishkifloigen? But can't be like this. So Rav Chaim says, I see you don't even know the aleph beis of the sugya. Come, let's learn the sugya. So that's how he figured out. He was a son. So he's able to do it. Rav Ovea was a Talmud. So, but Amiroim, I mean, each word, if there wasn't an, and they wouldn't say an extra word. Let us see Rashi. Havi Yosef Rav Chiya kamei de Rebbe kshebo shayla zulofona. Omele Rav Chiya, mai shibdoi de kamei boile. What's the shayla? Mocha yemashkanai. So Rebbe told him, the mashmochi, mashmochi. Vuhu kshe Yosef shuvose. When he lands him, yeforish. Im shneim shovim loy, o im yeshchilik b'neim, uma o im aral shneim. That means Rebbe understood right away the shayla. Yeah, let us see Tosfos. Tolalei Rav le Rebbe Beini Chuti Perish Rabbeinu Tam Perish Rabbeinu Chananel Shailas Harbe Shoaloi. He asked him a lot of Shailas. V'hoyo Igrois Tfurois Zulazul, and there was a whole bunch of papers. There wasn't staples. There was Igrois, and he had a whole list of Shailas. Bein oisan tviris kosev shailezu. And between the tviris, I mean, some of this wasn't from Dika Shaila, but there was a small piece of paper over there, so there he wrote, the Shaila. Achim sheshibdu mau. Ubekundus perish bein ashitim, kenama birshami, ben azokum toli bein ishitayim. Zogte gemore weiter. So we have over here, Rav asked it for a shayla, and Rebbe told him that there's a hill between Parnosa Yegoive from the Lekuches, Zainish Yenakoive from the Lekuches. So the Gemara Vaita of Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, Echod Zeh ve'echod Zeh, Sai Mezoinis, and Sai Parnosa, Ein Meitzian. You're not goive from the Lekuches. Rabbi Kamega wants to say maybe there's no koil. Akaponim, Rabbi Yechanan holds that you're not goive from Lekuches. Not Mezainis and Apanos. Iboyilu. So the Gemara class of Shaila. Le Rabbi Yechanan le Shmi lehod the Rabbi. He didn't hear what Rabbi was... Rabbi Paskin, that Panosa Yagaiva from Lekuches. Vishmielei have a Mikabale. If you'd have heard that Rabbi said, he wouldn't have been Chaylik. I do Mishmielei vle Mikabale. Maybe here, that's what Rabbi holds. I hold Fakel. Toshma, the Itma, Amoyre de Kemaise. Mishemais, a person died. V'iniach shtei bonais, and he left over two daughters, Uben and a son. Now let us be megashim dinyan. He left over, let's say, $1,000, a karka that's worth $1,000, and a son and two daughters. V'kodma harishoine. Now the first one got married. V'notlo iso nechosim. She got married, and she's entitled to a tenth of the nechosim for the nadin. So she took $100 from the Yerush. Fine. V'lo hispiko shnia ligbois. We'll see, Rashi Dachshim learns pshat that she didn't even get married yet. Ad shemeis haben. The ben died. There's no more ben. Now, so what, let's appreciate what happened over here. That means the schus of Isel Nechosim is, that's a schus that you mon from the bonim. That means the bonim yarshin, and the bonis have a schus to take from the Yerusha Isel Nechosim. Now, before she got married, the ben died. So now the shaila is as follows. You can look at it two ways. One way you can look at it, listen, she had a schusis on the chosim. So before the ben died, she had a schus, she had a shibudis on the chosim, I mentioned before for Rabbi Kevege, the shibudis chav right away. So the is on the chosim is hers. That means, listen, there was a ben, and I have a, you took your tenth, I have a shibud to take my tenth. So I get a tenth of is on the chosim. Fine. Now the son died, the brother died, fine. So now we'll both yashin. Now we're two sisters, we'll yashin. But you know what we'll yashin? We'll, first we take away my tent. My tent, I had a shibud on my tent already. This tent doesn't go into our common Yerusha. I have a shibud on this tent. So $90 belongs to me. That I had already a shibud on the $90. So Mamela, so now Shvesta Leben, so now we have left over $810 for Yerusha. I'll take 405, you take 405, and finished. That's one way you can look at it. Rabbi Yochanan didn't look at it that way. Rabbi Yochanan said that the brother died before she got married. So you have $900 left over, so she takes 450, and she takes 450, a guten tag. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Now, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shniya Vitra, she lost, as soon as the brother died, she lost her schus Issa Nechosim, now the Yoshim, 50-50, she'll take 450 and she'll take 450. Like this, it would be a different chashbon if she would take Issa Nechosim. So the second sister would take $90 out Issa Nechosim. Now we have 810 left over. So she'll take 495. The other one will take 405. But like this, each one takes 450. It's a big difference. Omar. Rabbi Chanine says, I don't understand you. G'dayla mizu amru, metzin lepar nosa, ve metzin lemezaynis. Rabbi said that if the karka was sold to someone, it belongs to someone else now. So she goes to Lekuchas and takes it away from them. So it's by someone else. It's not the brothers anymore. Va'at amrit shniya vitra. And you say, so here it's Ben, she is a shibud on this karka. She is a shibud for her Issa Nechosim on this karka. And you're telling me the brother dies, so the Issa Nechosim fizzles away already. Now it's Yerusha. V'misa, if you'll say that he was unaware of this halacha of Rabbi Utlada Shaila, did he know, Rabbi Chanine asked him, how can he say such a thing? There's a shibud. He told them Rabbi's halacha. Rabbi says he gave a panos from the lekuchas. V'imise, if he was unaware of Rabbi, Neimalei manom, who says that din, that is a shibud, Tako says, he would have told them, Rabbi, oh, you're right, I didn't know. And since he didn't bat an eyelash, so by stays, he knew about Rabbi, and he's not in a spoil. He holds that there's no shibud on, there's no shibud on the karka. No, it could be, you're learning wrong pshat. Could be he didn't know about Rabbi Take. And v'chishmielei kobo. Forget, he heard, yeah, Rabbi says, there's a shibut. Oh, Take, there's a shibut. You're right. I mean, but, abo v'shani hosom de'ike revach beisom. But so the Maisef Rashi brings down that Rashi says in Gittin what that this here there's no cheshbon over here. There's a cheshbon that the whole din of Issa Nechosim is the time of the tkinu isa nechosim kdeshite labonis panosis nesuim. Now what's the isa nechosim? It's not a poradum, it's they should, the daughter should have panosis nesuim. If they became yoshim, so then the whole thing becomes, you're talking about isa nechosim. She yashin a $450, so the whole takon is only relevant when there's a need for it. The minute they became Yoshim, this Revach Beisa, she has, so then the Takana becomes Botel. So it's no stira to Rebbe. Rebbe is talking about when there is a Takana Vissan Achosim. So the brothers sold it. So they sold it, fine. So Shuman from the Lakuches. Because there is a Takana Vissan Achosim. But if she becomes a Yoirish all of a sudden, and now she has a lot of money, so, and the whole takana becomes bottle. That's the svara of Rabbi Yechonin. So it could be he's made to Rabbi, but over here he's there's a svara of Revach Beisa. Zreg the Gemara, Omalei Rabbi Yemel Ravashi, Rabbi Yemel es Ravashi, it's a new svara, but she became rich, ois takana. Ela meyata ashkechem mitziya ba'al medike revach beisach anam lebinu lisa nechosim. She found $1 million bill, so finish, and now she's an oisha. It's now she'll want a month from the achim isa nechosim. Say, listen over here, you're richer than us. So kim to isa nechosim. Wait, let's have some of the meise. Chazal made a takone that she is a shibut for isa nechosim. Amalei. Ano revach beise mahani nichsi kamin. No, I mean, if that when she became rich for something else, she found a metziah, she won a lottery ticket as gateman nishton. In these nechosim, she has a shibud. But if she became a yoirish on these nechosim, all the nechosim belong to her, so then the takone of isel nechosim becomes bottle. That's what Rabbi Yechonin said. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Echo ze mitzin, echo le panose, bechle mezoinis, chabiechen lo ze mitzin, ad shemeis haben, v'nofla Yerushalof nei habonis, now both bonis yashin. Vitra isa nechosim. So, she's mevatel isa nechosim. V'leim rinin titel isa nechosim t'chilu. We don't say, let her take her tent. Kemoi shenot lozu. Ba'acha kach yechloiku. Elozu shekodma v'ni says, zochso. The first one got married. So she was echan isa nechosim. But now that it's Yerusha, now there's no din Yisrael Nechosim. Shreshtem Shovas be Yerusha. G'dayla mizu, shafilu shibdu achin es ha-Nechosim. Yofa koyech panosa litov lekuches. You could mourn from lekuches. They bought the karka, but since it's a shibut, Zu shanachosim be'en amrat vitra. Neimalei man amra. So that was Abchaninis kashan Rabbi Yochanan. So if he didn't know of this member of Rabbi, neimalei man amra, elala, shmielei, he wasn't a spoil. Rabbi says, yamam from lakuras, lakiblo. Mishimachi lehoda nami mehaydish te bonus. He holds his no shibut, period. Zuma says, Leilum lehavish mielei miko. Bechisha ma kiblo. Fakert, he heard that Rabbi says it's a shibut? Yeah. Bechiais virabchanine, kvaravish mielei vikiblo. Rabchanine is the makash, is makabo. Mishimachi leomalei manomra. Fakert, I hear you telling me, so I'm asking. Pishani hosam odla yehoda bei mimaida omar shniya vitcha mishim revach beiso. Shrei nistakra harpe, she became very wealthy. Shrei nitalos chatzi Yerusha, so. If she's getting ready a half of the Yerusha, so then she loses the schus of Isa Nechosam. Just let's see Taisvis, Mishim Revach Beisam, a very interesting Taisvis. Yeshli Stapek, Heiche de Ike Esa Bones, the Leka Revach Beisa Mahu. What's gonna happen if there'll be 10 daughters? And let's see, there were 11 altogether, it seems. The first one took Yisan Nachasim. And now, now the brother died, and there's 10 daughters. The Leka Revach Beisa. That means, with Yerusha, they'll gain more Lechaira through Yisan Nachasim than through Yerusha. So do you say over here that here they'll take Issa Nechasim, the daughters which are left over, or do you say it's already a cloud that when the minute they became Yoshim, most of the time when they'll become Yoshim, there's a Revach Beisa, so it becomes bottled the Takon of Issa Nechasim. So even in this case, they're not gaining from the Yerushim, but already that was a takona when they become Yoshim, the takona of Yisan Nechosim becomes bottled.